Yeah, you know, I'm very excited for this campaign and this opportunity to continue to serve the residents of Glenville. Regardless of what's going on anywhere else in the world, you know, I have a strong record here for 14 years serving this community. I enjoy it. I love it. It's been an honor of mine. We've done a lot together. We've really, I think, moved this community forward in a positive way. We made it more walkable, more sustainable. We brought in businesses into our empty commercial corridors. We've got our budget under control. We cut our debt in half. We protected our seniors during this pandemic. We've expanded the senior center. We've added new parks. The list goes on and on. So you can see why I'm excited to continue the work on behalf of the Glenville residents for hopefully another 4 years, if they're kind enough to have me.
How has Glenville managed during the pandemic as far as making sure and working with the county and the state and making sure that seniors are vaccinated or taking other steps to prevent the spread of the virus?
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic is one of the things that unfortunately challenged us badly this past year and really continues to. But I'm proud of our response to the pandemic. We did everything we could to keep our residents safe, keep our employees safe, and keep our seniors safe while supporting our small businesses. Glenville rolled out some of the most innovative programs the Northern community has done in the past year on protecting our seniors and on programs that support our small businesses. We have been working with the county to try to get the vaccines out. Obviously the town has no role in that at all. We don't control anything from top to bottom on that. All we can do is facilitate communications between the county and our residents. And that's what we've been doing. We've been helping our residents find places to get vaccinated, to get registered. You know, I got to say, I wouldn't give the federal government, the state, or the county high marks on the rollout of the vaccine. I think there was a lot of confusion. The supply certainly wasn't where it needs to be, still isn't. But I think everybody is doing the best they can under the circumstances. And we remain ready in our role to help facilitate seniors to find the best avenue for them to get the vaccination.
You were in 2020 an RNC delegate. And I wanted to know, what's the state of the Republican Party right now in Glenville? And especially after the January 6th events at the Capitol, and has public opinion towards the former president or the events of the Capitol, does that impact you as a Republican?
Yeah, you know, I would emphatically say no. Tip O'Neill once famously said many, many, many years ago, the former Speaker of the House, all politics is local. And I think people are more concerned about what's going on in their community when they're talking about their local officials than anything else. You know, I'll make two comments. One, I've seen nothing but a resurgence among Republicans in Schenectady County. We have seen the committees finally, for the first time in probably 20, 25 years, fill up with committee members who want to get involved. We have a full slate across the county just about now, which is very unusual for us, of candidates who want to get involved. We have a very diverse slate of candidates, more diverse than we ever had in the past. We have more women on our slate. We have people of color on our slate. We have a openly gay male on our slate. And we don't get into this identity politics stuff, but it's important to note that the Republican Party is expanding its tents, not contracting. But you ask about the impact on me. And I've always said this, I can't control what happens in Washington, D.C. I can't control what happens in Albany, New York. I can't control what happens at the county level. All I can do every day is get up and work on behalf of the town residents and work hard for them. There's no politics here at the local level. I've always looked at my job as simply this. I help run a $19 million business. I serve 30,000 customers. And I have 100 employees to answer to. There's no politics in that. I do my job. I do my job on behalf of the residents of this town. And I'm proud of my record in the job I did for them. And I think the residents of Glenville, whether Republican, Democrat, or blank, are very happy with where we are in the town of Glenville.
There's some nearby communities where officials have voiced their support for nonpartisan elections moving forward. Ballston Spa next month is going nonpartisan with their village elections. Three sitting city councilors in Saratoga Springs have expressed their support for a nonpartisan system. What's the future of party politics and local government?
Well, like I just got done saying, I really don't think there's a lot of room for party politics in local government. So a nonpartisan election is fine. I don't know what that looks like. I've never really spent a lot of time thinking about party politics on the local level. So I don't know. I'd be willing to explore that, absolutely. But I think, you know, as long as you're working on behalf of the residents and doing what's best for them, I think anybody who wants to serve their community in elected capacity will do just fine.
Let's go to some of the local races. You mentioned the slate of candidates, and one of the candidates that you mentioned, not by name, was for the city of Schenectady, the city council race, which right now the council is controlled by Democrats entirely. And there's a unique situation this year where you have 5 seats in November that are going to be up for grabs. So as the chair of the Schenectady County GOP, how is the committee viewing that city council race? And tell me about the endorsed candidate.
Well, we do believe we have some real opportunities to win in the city, across the county, but you're specifically talking about the city right now. And we're excited about our slate. We're going to have a full slate. We're going to have 5 candidates. We have 3 pretty much identified at this point. 2 more we're still in conversation with. You had mentioned, you know, Kevin Hammer is running. He and his husband are looking to start a family in the city and was very interested in getting involved to try to, you know, help strengthen the neighborhoods, help make it, continue to make it a better city for folks who want to start a family there. We have a woman of color who she'll be announcing shortly. And we have another gentleman who ran last time, Brian Nelly. He ran a couple of years ago and is running again. So we'll have a full slate. We think we're going to do very well there. And we're going to have some wins, because it's time that, just like on the Schenectady County Legislature, it's time to have some alternative points of view on these completely one-sided bodies right now. And it's nice to have a new perspective. And I think these candidates are going to bring that.